Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to another episode of the Superhumanistic, where we talk about all things health and wellness related. Last week, we talked about morning anxiety, different techniques and strategies that you can use to help alleviate some of that morning anxiety that we all get, just with that natural cortisol levels being high in the morning. This week, I am going to talk about working out and how many days we should aim for our workout activity. So I'm your host, Jessica. My husband, David, is not going to be joining us this episode. So bear with me as I work through my first time solo here. Working out, right? It kind of depends. I know we've talked about this in earlier episodes, what working out, how much activity you should do and what you should aim for with different exercises. And it really does depend on age, the current activity that you're doing, as well as your DNA and what makes up what your goal is, right? Your end goal. So I know I have pretty healthy genetics. Like, both of my parents are healthy. They stay active. And they just have really good genes. So I was blessed to have those genes as well. It kind of, again, depends on your age. As you get older, your body naturally gets more sore. So then your workouts probably will slow down a little bit more. Although when I go to the gym, I do see older people working out even harder than what I work out. So it really all depends on genetics, the activity that you're currently doing, and then age does play a role in that as well. As far as healing in between your workouts too. So generally, we want to aim for 150 minutes of working out weekly. So that's from Sunday to Saturday, whatever days you want to go and work out within. How you want to split up that 150 is up to you, but generally speaking, we want to aim for 150 minutes of that vigorous or moderate aerobic cardio working out per week. We split it up by doing 30 minutes at least of cardio, 25 minutes of cardio, but then we mix it with that strength training as well. And we do that for 5 days a week. And then on our sixth day, if we're feeling up to it, our bodies feel good, we'll go and do some yoga, which is more of that stretch and balancing to kind of mix up our routine a little bit. So again, you want to make it so that it is something you will stick to. So make it a consistent regimen, whether it be I'm going to work out in the morning, so having your clothes set out the night before, so you just throw them on and had to go work out. Or if you know you're more going to stick to it more when you work out in the afternoon, then make sure that you have your bag ready in your car so that you are going to the gym every afternoon or however many days that you want to set it. I'm a very visual learner and I know I thrive with visuals, so I usually will set a reminder on my phone or I have a calendar set out with the days of the week and I check off if I've gone to the gym. It's also satisfying to see yes, I made it this week. I set my goal and met that goal, which is always a good feeling to have as well. Another way of meeting that 150 minutes, so you could, again, you could do 5 days a week for 30 minutes of just that aerobic exercise, and that would meet that 150 minutes. You could also do 75 minutes of vigorous activity for 3 days per week, which would meet that 150 minutes as well. So kind of up to you, whatever works best for you. Whatever it is that works best for you, just make sure that it's something that you're enjoying, because you're going to stick with it for a lot longer, hopefully for forever, if you're enjoying it. And also make sure that it's something that you will stick to as well. So if you know you're not a morning person, then don't set yourself up to go work out in the morning. It's not going to happen, most likely. So set a routine that you know you will stick to, as far as what you feel most comfortable with working out in the morning or afternoon, and also an activity that is fun and enjoyable for you, so that you're laughing and enjoying it, and you're more prone then to go work out and stick to that schedule. Why working out is important, we've talked about this in the past as well, but just to reiterate, it helps to lower that risk of heart disease, as well as obesity, which with obesity and heart disease, obesity raises that risk of heart disease to begin with, but obesity also makes our bodies more prone to different diseases, cancers, things like that. So you want to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies so that we can live longer and happier lives. Again, set a small goal at first. So if you're literally not working out at all, set a goal to go at least one time a week. And it could be for 30 minutes or 15 minutes. Set that goal small so that you're able to reach that goal and you'll feel that satisfaction. You're setting yourself up then to really honor yourself and to know like you are going to show up for yourself. And that always feels good to know like, okay, I set this goal and I met this goal, and I know that I can trust myself more to continue to set different goals for my physical health. So set something super small at first and work your way up to something larger, like the 150 minutes a week. And then maybe you want to set a goal of walking just 10 minutes before each meal. So that would also meet your 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week. Maybe it's 30 minutes after or 10 minutes after each meal. So set something fun. Maybe it's I'm gonna dance in my kitchen while I'm cooking. So you're still getting that aerobic exercise, you're still working out, but it is in a fun way. And involve like your family members in it too, and have a good time, laugh together. That's always going to be something that you're then setting memories for in a routine that you could keep moving forward. For myself, my workout regimen is that 10 minutes of some sort of ab workout in the morning. So with our morning routine that we've talked about in the past as well, we do 10 minutes of various activities, one of them being 10 minutes of some sort of workout. For me, it's an ab workout. So I set a timer or watch a YouTube video that has a workout that I follow along to. So that's my 10 minutes there in the morning. And then after work, because, well, I am more of a morning person, it is harder for me to go to the gym after I work throughout my day, just because my brain is like done for the day. But I have noticed that because I have to go work out in the afternoon, after that workout, I do always feel better coming home. But if that's, so if you can relate to that, you have to go to work and your work hours unfortunately don't help you to be able to work out earlier in the morning, then make sure that you're setting your clothes out. I always have like a gym bag and I put it in my car for the week. So I have my whole week set for the days that I am gonna go work out, and I do work out 5 days a week, 4 days a week at the gym. One of those days I'm working out at home, and it's more of a lighter workout when I do work out at home. So I go to the gym Monday, that's usually our leg day. Tuesday, we're looking at doing more arms. Wednesday is our chest day normally, and then Thursday is our working out at home day. It's kind of a good midweek or late week break within our going to the gym. And it also gives us more time to be together because our hours are just slightly different with working. And then you're home too, so you're able to relax afterwards with that. Then Friday we go and we do back. So each of those days, it kind of depends on how much we're working out. Leg day, arm day is going to take us longer. The chest day is not as long, and then back is usually a shorter workout too. So then we'll increase with what cardio workout we do. We usually start with some sort of physical training workout. So like, again, the leg workout, we're going through different leg exercises, and then we'll end our workout with 20, 25 minutes of cardio. Kind of depends how we're feeling for that day and how much time we have before we need to get home to start cooking our dinner. And then Saturdays are our days that we usually go to a class if it is still being offered or if our bodies are feeling up to it. Saturdays are our yoga days. So that's where we're stretching, working on our balance, and just really working to meditate and remind ourselves how much we do appreciate our bodies for what is it giving to us in our day-to-day life. So really, that's all I have for you today. I do encourage you to set a goal for this next week, especially with the holidays here. I don't know about you guys, but I tend to eat a little bit more than what I probably should be. But also give yourself grace with that. You only get those homemade cookies that your parents make one time a year, so do enjoy it as well. But set that routine for working out. Make sure that you're hitting that routine goal for whatever this next week is. And if you need help with doing that, please reach out to us. You can reach us at our DM us on any of our YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. DM us, we'll respond to you there. Or you can email us too at goals@superhumanistic.com. So I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I hope that you got something from this video today. We'll see you next week. Bye.